Blog Talk Radio.
Reading Sunday with your girl Lenneth and Miss Nina. How is everybody doing? Well, I hope what I'm going to tell y'all this right now. We are in the last week of Mercury retrograde. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Woohoo! It ends on the 9th, so I'll talk. I know that's right, Miss Nina. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Good afternoon, everyone. Miss Nina and Linus are so glad you decided to join us today. Linus is a 40-year experienced psychic. She also reads tarot cards, Chinese, soul, and Egyptian. And she reads who your angels are, and also I connect to your loved ones that have taken wings. And I also do past life readings. Now, Miss Nina is your Reiki master, so any questions you have, ask her. She knows. She's also a teacher, and she's a psychic plus 50 other things. One question per caller, please, because we want to be fair to everyone. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, if you desire a more in-depth and one-on-one reading, you can go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Readings are scheduled Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Now, that's on Pacific time. So if you're on the East Coast, when I stop at 7, it's actually 10 o'clock your time. So you still have time to call in and, you know, get a reading. Now, I also want to give, and the chat room is open. You know, Miss Nina is your moderator. I want Miss Nina to also give her website, because you can reach us on the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook and send me or Nina a message if there's something you want to comment about or reading or opinion. Other than that, let me give you Miss Nina. Miss Nina, go ahead with your website so they can come in and ask you questions as well.
Well, I have a Facebook page. It's Passage to Empowerment. And I also have my email. It's nina.essence2s@gmail.com. So, yeah, send me out an email and I'll gladly answer it.
Okay, now, yes, let's do some announcement. Well, first thing, happy birthday to all you Libras. Yay! And also, October is Breast Cancer Month. So if you know anyone, whether it's breast cancer or any other kind of cancer, please support the cause, either with donations or either even with volunteering with your time. It would be most appreciative. Well, as you know, I mentioned earlier, Mercury retrograde ends October 9th, which is this Friday. Woo-hoo, I am so glad. September was one pip of a month. Okay, I'll just put it like that because I'm not going to curse. But anyway, Friday will be over it. Come next Sunday, everything will be back to normal. Whatever the life was before the past 3 weeks, we'll be back to normal again. Okay, now for October, write this down. You know, we always give you information. The new moon is on the 12th, okay? October's new moon is the 12th. The full moon is October 27th. Okay. Now, let's do the cleansing prayer so we can get started. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. All right, let me check with Miss Nina and see if she has any information. Miss Nina?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that the following two Sundays, the 11th and the 18th, I will not be here. I am going to try and see if I can get Wi-Fi while I'm in the Rockies, but not sure if I'm going to be able to. And the 18th, I'll be traveling back from Regina, which is 7 hours away from my house, so I probably won't be in any shape to be on the show, even if I do get home on time. So I will be gone for the next days, but you can always contact me through the Essence of Success Network or through my email. Also, a shout-out for a couple of birthdays and anniversaries. October 18th, because I won't be here, will be Ben's birthday. Ben I used to look after way back when, and he's now got babies of his own, which I've also looked after. So happy birthday. October 19th is my friend Lisa and her husband's anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. And then the 24th, because we're not on the air till the 25th, is my sister-in-law Sue's birthday. Happy birthday, Sue. I love you.
All right. Well, since you're doing that, let me put out some birthdays, too. My cousin Marie, her birthday's on the 15th. Happy birthday to her. Monica, my girl in Tennessee, birthday is the 18th. Happy birthday to you. And my cousin-in-law, Brian, his is until the 30th. He's right before Halloween, so we got plenty of time. Yes, indeed. Well, we're just going to have a marvelous month. Things are just going to turn around and get so good for us, we ain't going to know what to do. As the kids say, pop our collars, huh, Miss Nina?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's definitely going to get better. Okay, are you ready? We shall begin. Okay, our first call is area code 901. Welcome to the show. You're our first caller. And who's this?
This your girl, Annabelle.
Hi, Anna. Anna, wait, I need to apologize to you because as the music was playing, you asked me before what that song was. So when the show is over with today, believe me, I will send it to you. I'll look up that album. It's a jazz album, and send you the title of the album and also the song. Okay. Go ahead. I apologize for that because you had asked me, and it was playing. I was like, oh, Anna, the song.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and happy Sunday. Let's send some love to South Carolina, and the rain is just taking over.
Yes.
I have a dream today that is always, when it reoccurs, there's always people that I work with on my past job, but it's always a new location, but it's always some of the people that I've always worked with. Not the same ones, it's sometimes different people, but it's people that were on my last job that I worked.
I almost feel like they would want you to come back. Did you like that job? The last job you were at?
No, it was a paycheck that was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because that was making the familiarity of being around the same people again. Or maybe it's a job that you're going to that it will be similar personalities. That
perhaps,
could be a possibility. Yeah, it could be similar personalities if they're just warning your dream is showing you, like, okay, you're going to get this job, but these are the kind of folks that you might be dealing with.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think what I'm picking up here is that it's kind of a warning, like Glennis just said, to beware that you could end up with the same type of people around you. So just be aware of that and pick and choose a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
your time. Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, and I will get that information to you, Anna, after the show. And, again, I do apologize for the delay and the tardiness of me returning that information.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, next call is area code 252. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was wondering, do you see me find a job soon so I can move?
Okay. I'm getting this word clarity in capital letters in front of me, right in front of my eyes, clarity.
Okay.
I see that you don't want to take low, that you want a job that's going to give you a decent wage, and I understand that. So you're like kind of backing away from minimum wage jobs. You're looking for something a little bit more. Do you have some skills or education? Are you attending college or whatever?
Yeah, I'm doing all that. But I don't have the experience, but, you know, still.
Okay, so now I understand. You got to take a load. You got to crawl before you walk. Okay.
All right.
So what field, let me concentrate on something. What field are you interested in working in?
Well, I just really want to do, like, business, but I don't know. I might have to go into health, back into healthcare, in which I don't want to do that just yet, because I would like to solidify my skills, solidify my educational background before I go back into taking up another
sure.
healthcare job. Yeah, so
sure.
But that
good.
Was my thing. Yeah, but
that's
I might
good.
Have to take that low job, but I don't want to until I get become more sure with myself. Become more comfortable with myself before I go back in and take up.
Well,
the
I'll tell you, the like my dad used to say, you got to crawl before you walk, but once you stand up, run. So
right.
I see low like you need a little. You do need to do a little bit more. Take the minimum wage job or a little bit above minimum wage for you. For the time being, all you want is just that job to see you through. In the meantime, you're going to school to better yourself. So, you know,
right.
you ain't got to take them people home and feed them or screw them. All you want is a paycheck, like you said, just so that you can, you know, get to
right.
where you want to go. So that's what I
well,
do
I
as
did
far
get
as
this.
A job. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know. So, because I got this little temporary job, and she wanted me to do third shift full time, but I'm doing school during the day. So you think she'll call me? But she was saying that that place might offer mini shift. So I was wondering, do you think that? Is that what you're picking up on then? That little mini shift? Just a couple of dollars.
Well, I asked you when she told you third shift, are you talking about 3 to 11 or 11 to 7?
11 to 7.
Yeah, you're going to school. That wouldn't work. You need to rest and be
right-eyed
and all
I could
that.
I could do like a 6 to 3. But I can't do the 7 because that's right there. I need that 3 o'clock sleep right there.
Well, yeah.
So.
Why
but,
do I see I'm getting 7 to 11 right now? I'm getting hours 7 to 11, which is still part-time. Have they offered that particular
Oh, yeah, that's
time
what she
frame?
That's what she was saying. Yeah, that's what she said, 6 to
okay.
11. That's the same thing, yeah.
Okay,
okay
that
so
one I
she's
see
gonna
you
come
getting.
With it. Okay,
I see
good.
The 7-Eleven. I see you getting that one, yeah. And that will probably
right.
be within a week to 10 days you'll get that job.
That's what she told me. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so she is going to call me back for it. Okay, cool. All
yep,
right.
yep.
Well, thanks.
So that's the one you're going to get. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, Keisha, and call us back and let us know how you're doing with your school and stuff.
I definitely will.
Because you're doing good.
All right.
I can feel your potential and your purpose. So you're doing good. God bless you.
God bless you also. All right. Take
yeah.
care. Bye-bye.
You're uh-huh. welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling, and
uh-huh.
have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, area code 229. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Melvin. How are you? How are you
Hi,
doing,
Nina? Melvin. How you doing? Always good
I'm
to
doing.
Hear from you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much. I'm doing pretty good, I guess. But I'm having some issues with my on my job. I had to write up a couple of females, and they want to flip it over like I've made some kind of bad approach to them. But I told my supervisor that didn't happen. But I just want to know, is my supervisor, Pam. I mean, she started out to be really good, but I don't know about her. But can you give me some insight on this situation that I'm in with my child?
I see a group meeting, Melvin, where everybody's sitting around a table. I do, and I see the people that the charges are brought against are in the room with you and your supervisor. There's another person in there, too, but I don't know if it's an attorney or an advocate. But you're all sitting in this room discussing it. So you know what? That's probably good, because in that case, they're right in front of you. I mean, some people will lie right in front of your face and still hold it, but I feel like for you it will be a benefit, like you know you're not telling the truth. We're all sitting here in this room talking about this and trying to resolve this problem. So for God's sake, please tell the truth. Don't lie about it.
Right.
So I see this meeting occurring, and you're all there. Does it get resolved? Yes, it does get resolved, but there will always be a bittersweet relationship between you and those other two women. You know what I mean? When I say bittersweet, it's like you are all at work, and they're like, hi, Melvin, and keep going. And I'm like, well, how's your day going or whatever? It's like, I can speak because I was taught to speak, but that's it. You know, they won't have anything to do with you.
Well, that's fine with me because they slandered my name as well. And I told my supervisors, I'm like, why are you supporting this habit? Because you told me to write them up. They don't do their job. I'm not going to do their job for them. And I don't get paid to do other people's jobs. So now they, all of a sudden, they want to say that I'm being inappropriate. Even one of the females, I done went to her house and sat down and talked with her and walked all over her house before. So now all these negative allegations are coming up towards me. And is my supervisor, Pamela, is she trustworthy? Is she...
Yeah.
She's on my side, or is she, what's she selling you folks?
No, I think she's on your side. I don't think you have anything to worry about with her. Just keep the truth on your side, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
Okay. I think she has a crush on me. Is that possible?
Let that go. Don't even do that there. Don't ship where
you
eat. I told you that a long time ago. Even if she has a crush, you ignore it. Don't ship where you eat. So you will come out okay. Just like Nina and I are telling you, just tell the truth. You're going to sit down and have a conference with everybody involved, and it will be resolved. Like I say, you two, the other women involved will be distanced, but just remember, you're there to do a job. You're not there to make friends, okay?
Yeah.
And unless you are very sure of your relationship with your coworkers, I wouldn't go to their house. I wouldn't.
Oh, no.
I
went there because she asked me to come there to pick up something for her, and I was sitting out in the car, and she came back to the front door and said, come in. So I went in and sat down and talked to her and her daughter, and she went to the kitchen, and she told me to come back to the kitchen. So I'm walking all over this woman's house, and I'm a threat to her. But I'm in her house. And I told my supervisor, how can I harass somebody at her house? These women just don't do their job. I'm not doing their job for them. So I signed the paper saying that the house was messed up. So now I'm the villain here. So it's just crazy to me.
Melvin, what we're trying to tell you is keep it professional with these women. Just keep it related to work and nothing else. And everything will be fine. You have the truth on your side, and that's all that matters.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Nina. Thank you. Thank you. Both of you.
You're welcome, Melvin, and have a wonderful weekend. It was good to hear from you again. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a great week, Melvin.
Yes, indeed. Okay, next caller is area code 786. You're on the line with Nina, Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Nina. Hi, Lennis. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
I have a question. I actually am really, really hopeful, and I feel really good. I'm leaving one job, and I'm starting another one. It's actually at Starbucks, and I'm really excited because there's benefits and it can help me go back to school. And I was really wondering what you see. Like, I really want this job to pan out and possibly become a manager and move up. And I was wondering what you guys see or feel about this new job.
Well, Starbucks affords you a lot of opportunities. I do know that.
Yes.
About the company. So I'm not going to say it's a bad job, no, because, you know, it enables you if you want to go to school or different things that you want to do or even move up within a company. That is there for you if you want to do that. So,
that
yes.
That is what I want to do.
Yep. To me, I think it's a good job for you. Because, like I said, the options are open, and you can go through administrative to see, like, you know, if you went to school 5 hours a day and you work 4 hours for them, or maybe they might pay for part of your schooling if you're going into retail sales or something. I don't know. But I know they have a lot of options for their employees, you know, to help, to assist. So, yeah, I think it's a good move. Let me see. Ms. Nina, what you think?
I know it's going to be a great move for you, and keep that optimism going and do a great job, and you will reap the rewards.
Well, there you go, girlfriend. All right, Samantha.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Smile.
We wish you the very best. Smile. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 503. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. My question is about relationships. I was in a relationship with, we broke up a couple of months ago, and we haven't had any communication during this entire Mercury retrograde. And I'm wondering, do you see us being able to work it out? And is that for my highest good, or, and I guess his highest good too?
Okay, Barbara, what's his first name?
Vincent.
Okay, that's all I need. Vincent's a little stubborn. I'm getting a headache on the left side of my head. He's a little stubborn. It's something about this man that you and him are going to work it out, but I'm trying to see what it is. It's almost like he's calmed way down, calmed down a whole lot. So I see this as you two are sitting across from each other just talking. I mean, it's a good conversation. It's not hollering or screaming or nothing. You're just really having a social communication between the two of you. It's like he's open to listen to you more now. Huh. Yep, I see him listening to you more. And willing to compromise. There you go. I see that he's willing to compromise. He just went through a couple of things himself.
Yes.
You know, personally, nothing to do with you, just personally
right.
on his part. But he's calmed down. It's like now he can listen to you. Yeah, it's like whatever the rage was or the anger and all that, it's just really calmed down. It's what he was dealing with. And I can see you were trying to help, but he was almost like pushing you away.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I see the good in you, like, you know, let me help you with this, or, you know, let's talk about it, work it out. But for him, he was pushing you away almost like, I can do it myself. I'll handle it. I'll take care of it, you know. But there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Two heads are better than one sometimes. And you were coming from a loving place to help him.
Yeah.
So evidently, listen, through these last 3 weeks, he's worked it out, girlfriend. Whatever that it was, he's calmed way down. So, yeah, I would say for the two of you to get together, yes, and go back and talk with one another because I see you two talking. But it's a good conversation. It really
okay.
is a good communication.
Okay.
So,
do you,
Ms. Nina,
is it,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I
go
just,
ahead, Barbara.
Should I wait for him just to call me?
We can go either way. You're grown. It don't matter. you know, you still care about the guy, you still love him, so, you know, you can do it as a welfare check call. You know what I mean? Just call up, how are you doing? I know we haven't talked, you know, in a couple of months, and just checking, seeing how you're doing, that's all. You know, and he might ask you then, well, you want to get together for dinner? You know, like,
okay.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
So you can sit down and talk. So now, if you two are going to be back together in a long-term relationship, I don't know. But when you two sit down and talk, it helps both of you tremendously. It really does. It helps you and him. So I would say this conversation is a conversation of healing for both of you.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Nina?
Thank you.
Well, Barbara, you guys are definitely going to get back together. You're going to talk, but please don't do it until after the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mercury retrograde ends Friday, so anytime after that. Call him next Sunday. Does he like the sports? Does he like football?
He likes nature.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Well, Sunday's always a good day. Go for a hike. Just you and
him.
Fix a little picnic basket. Wouldn't that be sweet? And you can sit down there in the grass and just talk intimately,
okay.
Just the two of you. That's beautiful.
That sounds good. All right.
Yes,
thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, Barbara. Thank you for calling,
perfect.
And we wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Miss Nina and Lennis here at the Essence of Success Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there as your moderator. Okay, and thank you all for listening around the world. Thank you for the folks that are calling into the show, as well as the folks that are in the chat room. We do appreciate you all and love you all, too. Okay, our next call is area code 575. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello.
I just had a quick question for you.
Okay, and who?
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Oh. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I'm just wondering about a relationship with a guy named Lance and just curious if we were going to be able to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I see this man popping around like popcorn? He's just popping like popcorn. What is that? When he's on fire, he comes alive? Man, he's out there, ain't he?
He's just kind of indecisive about what's going on in his world.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere, he's spreading himself too thin. Hyper. Now I got it. Okay, he's a hyper person. I kept wondering why I was seeing this popcorn. He's a hyper individual. Okay, that helps. He's not ready to settle down yet. Or for a commitment. And you're right, he's going through some changes in his own personal life. He's got some baggage there. There's a woman that's giving him a fit. I mean, it's past. It's not anybody he's dating right now. It's a past one. I think they have a child together. Looks like a little boy. But, she gives him such a massive headache. It's not even a headache, it's massive. Because they're done. Him and her are done. And I don't know why, she's really creating problems for him. It's like I can see him walking away to the left, and she's standing in the background just,
yeah.
I don't blame the man. I don't blame him. I mean, you can only take so much. Jesus Christ. Okay, sorry. I could visually see it, so I was feeling for him.
You're correct.
Let's see. Yeah. You know, I'm not picking up that he's a bad guy at all. I'm really not. Lance is a good person. It's just this one individual that's giving him pure heck. She is giving him pure heck. And he's trying to figure out how to get away. But like I said, it looks like they have a child. So, you know, for the benefit of the child. But she's causing so much trauma that he don't even want to see his kid. Which is sad, you know, but...
He doesn't have any children.
He doesn't
have any children. I think she has her own children.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe she has a son or something that he is, you know, a child that she has that he's close to. He cares about the kid. So, okay. Well, that explains it because I see it's like, you know, he wants to spend time, but he don't want to go through them problems dealing with her just to spend time with the kid. You know, I'm just going to say this. That's why I tell couples, male or female, know the person that you're going to be with, because some people are handicapped. And I have told people that when they tell me about the relationship. I said, oh, well, you got with a handicapped person, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, spiritually.
Right.
You got to really study a person. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm just putting it out there for everybody. You know, we clown and say, yeah, we need to know what your credit is, what your medical records are. But seriously, you need to really look at that person and see who they are. Yep, like Maya Angelou says, when they show you who they are, believe them. Believe them. So Lance is a good guy. I'm just going to tell you, be a friend. Be a friend with Lance. You know, you're a good escapism for him. When he comes over and be with you, he's escaping. And so he has a peace of mind there with you. But, of course, you know, a cell phone is going off. But I would say, Tammy, right now, be his friend. Be his friend and just support him. And then just go from there. Because I'm going to tell you, you don't want to get caught up in that drama. You don't. You do not want to be a part of that drama. That woman's crazy.
Why is he still there?
The child.
He's the kid. Go ahead, Nina.
That's because of the child, and you've got to, you know, he's got to make nice with her as long as the child is involved. So you're going to take that back burner. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. When somebody has a child, that child should come first. It's not always the case, but I'm glad in his case, and you should respect that too of him, he is putting his child first, and that, it to me, is a very honorable and wonderful man.
Okay.
So, Mike, just be patient. Your time will come.
Yeah, there you go.
He needs to sort this out with his ex and for his child. And once that's sorted out, we'll be there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Tammy.
Thank you
for calling, and have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 6. Three, oh, come on. There we go. Area code 631. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. And it was strange that you mentioned, like, about disability and stuff. I was talking to a man for a couple of days. Was supposed to meet him today. And then just 2 seconds ago, he texted me, oh, by the way, I have MS. I don't know if I want to start anything with him.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. I can understand that, please. But he should have been honest with you up front to let you know.
No, he just told me now, you know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He should have been honest at first and told you that and then let you decide whether or not you want to participate in a relationship with him or not. You know, because some people don't do sick folks, and there's nothing to feel bad about that. It's just some people out here don't work with sick folks, and that's okay. You know, that's your prerogative. That's your life, how you feel, so...
Well, do you see a relationship down the road? I'm trying.
Okay. Oh, okay.
With this person or another person?
Maybe another person.
No, now you're being wishy-washy. this person or another.
No, it's not. I'm being wishy-washy. I just found out a second ago about this, and I don't, you know, I got enough going on. I don't know if I want to take that on. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So I want to go on other dates, and do you see anybody in the future with them?
A bumpy road is ahead of you. A bumpy road. So please put your antennas out, perk your ears up, open your eyes. So as you're dating and meeting people, just remember it's a bumpy road here for a while. I would say at least for the next 2 weeks for you. Toward the end of the month around the holiday, it opens up.
Well, that's good.
And, yeah, I see it opening up at the end of, toward the end of the month where, you know, you're meeting guys that you can kind of sit down, have a good conversation or what have you. But for right now, I'd just be real cautious.
Yeah, you're right. Like today there was another one who said, oh, well, you can meet me at a certain restaurant. Don't you have a Google map and to find it? I'm like, eh, goodbye.
Goodbye. He's not treating you. Not treating you like, hello, goodbye.
Yeah, and I just said, well, you can't, it's only a second date. You can't meet me close to where I live or something. And he goes, oh, no wonder why you're alone. I said, okay, I guess I am then.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nasty.
Yes. Yes.
You're better off.
Well, like I... Go ahead, Nina.
You're better off without that kind of trash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I'm thinking about starting a different job. I have to go for the fingerprints this week. It's just that I don't like the job I'm at, and I'm not making enough money. Do you think the new one will be better? I mean, I have to work two part-time jobs, but I think I'll be happier. It's just I need a new boyfriend, a new job, new life.
You know what? As long as you're happy... That's the main element in all of this. You being happy, even if it's, if you're by yourself, be happy.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the jobs, though.
Yeah.
I can't answer that because we're in one question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So your love life, just be cautious. You're on a bumpy road toward the end of the month. You'll have a big smile on your face like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah, I just had to tell the man now, oh, sorry. I feel bad, but.
Well, you got to do what's
good. Yeah, you have to do what's beneficial for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
Well, Susan, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week. And just remember, be cautious this week, honey. Okay, next caller is area code 480. And remember, y'all, Mercury retrograde does not end until Friday. Okay, 480, you're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Fantastic. My question, I'm looking at making a move, and I'm hoping to kind of have everything wrapped up and a job. Seems like I've got an apartment lined up in a great location, and just wondering if that job and everything's going to happen here before the end of October.
Yes. Miss Nina? I got yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I got yes. Yep. Before the 31st. So to celebrate, get you a Halloween costume and go out and have yourself a ball. Because it'll be a reason for celebration, not just because it's Halloween, but because you got your new gig. Right?
And a whole new place in right across the street from the ocean.
Oh, wonderful.
Woo-hoo. Yes. God bless.
Wonderful. Well,
water
thank you very
so
much.
Good.
I appreciate it. Oh,
you're welcome,
Mike,
and congratulations.
Thank you. I'll let you get on to the next callers.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mike, and have a wonderful week there, young man. Okay. Area code 239. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. 239, who's this?
Hi.
Hello,
Nina. Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus. About 3 months ago, you told me I was going to meet a clown. And I have looked everywhere,
we were talking about the man that that was going to love me and, you know, a relationship. That's what the problem was. And you were talking about his shoes. Were so funny. And I have not seen a man in a clown. I've even asked men that have said that they've done things that, you know, maybe clowns would do, like do balloon things on the beach. Do you wear a clown suit? No. No, I don't wear a clown suit.
So, well, wait. First, give us your name.
I'm Diana.
Name? Okay. Diana,
I
a clown doesn't have to be... Well, I missed it. I'm sorry. Diana, it's not that a person will be in a clown suit. They're hella funny. A clown is somebody that's hella funny, right? So they don't have to necessarily be in a clown uniform, but they could just make you laugh all the time. Right? Have a very good sense of humor. So have you met anybody that tickled your bone in the last couple of months?
No. But you did
you
say
that
clown
so
suit.
Badly.
You told me to look at a parade and look at those shoes. And
yeah.
Well, maybe they were giving you that literal somebody that's going to make me laugh like a clown. Maybe that's what they were showing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, just...
Petrie. Why am I getting Petrie the third week of October? P-E-T-R-A. Let me write this down. P-E-T-R-A.
You're
going to
write it down, huh? I better be learning.
Yeah, because I don't know what that means. I'm getting Petra, P-E-T-R-A, the third week of October. Nina, I need your help. What is that? Is that an individual or is that concerning something?
Christian Rock Grant.
It's concerning something. It's not a person.
Okay.
Petra is a Christian rock band. I only
know
that because my son's been there before.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Diana. The third week of October. Okay, so are you going to the concert?
Well,
or
I don't know
if
they're going to be here or not. I don't know. I just knew the name of the band because my son had been there to see them.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be in my neighborhood or not. I will have to look it up.
Yeah, because that's what I got the third week of October. So now I know, okay, so it's a band. Okay, now what does this have to do with this band?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean it has to be a band.
You're going to the concert. You're going to the concert with your son. Yep. Because you're going to meet a man there, another father. And it's neat. Let me tell you, listen to me well. You're going to go to the concert with your son. You're going to meet another father there who's there with his teenage daughter. But he's in the background, you know, because you let the young folks go up front and enjoy, scream, holler, whatever. Parents always in the back just observing. But anyway, you're going to meet this man. And you and him just start talking, you know. He's like, oh, you're a parent? Yeah, I'm a parent too. Kids up front, you know, blah, blah, blah. And through him, he will make you laugh. He'll make you happy. And he fills voids that you didn't even realize you had in your life. And this man is divorced. So it's not like he's a married man, he's divorced. But it's like he's not just your helpmate. It's like you two mirror each other. It's really beautiful. But you mirror each other. But you meet him at this concert. But your parents at the back of the auditorium or whatever, you know, you just a bunch of parents back there standing around talking, what have you. And that's how you meet this guy. But he makes you laugh too. But it's something about him that he like mirrors your feelings, your emotions, you know. So when you meet this father, you know, ask him. He is single. I don't see him as a married man. He just participates with his children. But exchange the phone numbers. Exchange phone numbers. And you just might be surprised, Diane. You just might be surprised.
I feel the love. So, and usually I feel like the little shivers, but now it's grown. The more your heart is open, the more you feel the love. So I think I got a confirmation, except that my son is 44 now, and he's in Indiana, and I'm in Florida. And he's got three children.
Okay.
So
well, you know
won't be my son.
Well, look, that's okay. When they come into town, there you go. Girl, you're on it. Okay, so when they come to town, it might be one of your friends' kids or maybe it might be one of your girlfriends say, like, hey, you want to go see Petra? you know, and you're like, well, yeah, I do.
Wow.
You
that
know,
would
and
be neat.
But you'll still, this man is a father. You will still meet him. He is a father that brought his daughter there. It might be two kids, but I see really right now one, a daughter. And she's down front with her friends having fun. Like I said, you guys are all standing at the back, and you're just chit-chatting.
I can't believe
you
came up with that teacher, you know, and because I haven't heard of teacher since my son went to the concert. So that's been a long time ago. So okay, somebody's going to walk down the road and say, hey, I'm going to see Petra. You want to go with us?
That's right. Or something close
all
to
right.
that. If it's not exactly that name, it's something close to that. So just remember, a familiarity, if it's not exactly the name of the group, but close to that. So, you know, check your
somebody
entertainment
make
page.
You laugh.
And see what, you know, see
yeah.
who's
oh.
coming into town
I'll
this month for October. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Diane,
good.
All I see is good. All right. Well, call us back and let me and Nina know how your concert went and meeting that new guy. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I
Have
will.
A wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Miss Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is 646-727-2914. Okay, next caller is area code 718. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm calling from New York.
Okay, and your first name?
My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina, how are you?
Good. I don't know if this is a weird question. I'm going through, as many of us are, the last month, I think it's been a lot of different energy, if we can say that.
Yes, Lord.
Coming in and a lot of things. Just kind of trying to jump to the higher plane. I've been doing just now, sort of some meditation with like bringing in golden light to try to clear and kind of connect to higher source and kind of clear out a lot of energy. And I did have some kind of inspiration coming in through that, and I guess I'm just looking for some confirmation. I feel like I'm getting some kind of message about, if I can say this, maybe this helps others as well, like that even in the middle of what seems like a lot of different strains, a lot of kind of energies going in a lot of directions, one always has choice, and that whenever one brings to any situation, the intention of it serving a higher good, not just like self-interest or anything, but actually anything can be transformed, hopefully at least, to a higher good when one brings in that higher purpose.
Yes.
It comes from a place like of love, compassion. So I am trying to sort of shift that in myself. I do have a little bit of a question about, I'm feeling that the energy is already shifting around somebody who I have both like a personal and some business things involved with, and I see that my own energy has been involved in that, that I'm coming off of a place, I've created a little bit more boundary between us. He is working on something that I feel like we just had a conversation where we finally had some eye to eye, where I've been sort of saying like you need to be, before I was saying you need to be cautious, and I'm trying to, I know he's a Leo, so he can't really be cautious. But I feel like I'm trying to put in a higher, like saying, you know, I felt like he heard me a little bit, like that, you know, whatever, this is something that's still in the works, and, you know, that anything you do can be done, you know, that you have to look really long term, and that when you bring any project, even business project, anything, when you put it in service of a higher good, and you bring everybody in who can bring their talents, and they are acting like kind of along their alignment, along their purpose, that, you know, in the long run, even if you hold back in the short term. When I'm telling him that, like, in the next, I'm trying to tell him, like, in the next couple of days, and I'm sort of saying something about the energy right now. I don't know, I'm feeling like, you know, there's a lot going on right now. So I'm sort of saying, like, you know, it's okay to draft this up right now, but, you know, sometimes holding back a little is for the benefit of a much longer-term success. And I'm just wondering also whether I'm, you know, I was sort of pulling back out of this a lot, and I'm trying to come from there, and whether you think I'm sort of on the right track with that.
I'm going to put the teacher on, Miss Nina.
As long as you are going from a place of love and for the highest good, yeah, it will always turn out well. I'm going to suggest one other thing to you. Instead of going to the golden light, go to the white light. The white light is all pure, and basically it's God's love and the light of the universe. So go to a white light instead to get your answers.
Okay. I do that sometimes as well. I don't know why, for some reason lately it's been gold that's been coming in, but
the gold is kind of, it's not as clear as the white light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as pure, not as clear. It's kind of like there's a filter on it, if that makes sense to you. So try and go to the white light. I think you will get more clarity and more knowledge out of the white light than you will out of the gold light.
Mm. And do you think, you know, before I felt like I was having, like, do you think it's okay to, you know, like what I said to him and just sort of in terms of my own participation, I'm sort of saying, like, I'm going to hang back a little bit. I'm letting you do this. I'm giving you as much higher wisdom as I can out of this. And, you know, I feel like before, I guess when I'm at, it's interesting. I felt like before, in the last couple of weeks, there was a lot of, I was actually getting some alarm bells around this. But I'm seeing that there's an opportunity. That's what I'm not completely sure about. It feels like if treated correctly, and this is about timing and things like that, you know, I felt like I kind of have to let him do what he's going to do to some extent. And he is proposing certain things for my involvement. But I've sort of already said, like, look, you draft it up. I'm not completely getting involved yet. And I'm putting in sort of more general, higher purpose sort of suggestions. Does that make sense?
I have another suggestion for you.
Sorry?
I have another suggestion for you. Trust in your feelings. Trust in yourself. You have the answers there already. You know what you need to do. Trust in it.
Okay. I kind of know I know that. It's like I guess I'm, the lower self is asking. It's like I feel like I'm taking a turn a little bit, and whether that's correct, which is, you know, I was almost pulling back completely, and now I'm feeling like, you know, is it okay to still keep the door, you know, open, but, you know, with...
Yes. Of course, it's okay. If you want a little bit more on this, send me an email at nina.essence2s@gmail.com, and I'll go into this further with you.
You're an angel.
Ooh. I told you she's the teacher.
All right, what was, could you repeat that, Nina? Nina, I didn't quite get the whole.
Nina, period, essence, the number two, s@gmail.com.
Nina number two, Nina period two.
No, no,
was
Nina.
Was that an F or an S? Sorry.
Nina period essence, the number two, s@gmail.com.
Okay. Nina number, Nina dot two, Nina S.
No.
You said.
Nina dot essence two.
Nina dot essence two. And then is it S as in fun or S as in Sam?
S as in Sam.
Great. At Gmail. I got it now. I'm so sorry. That, I got it. Thank you so much, Nina. I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Christina, for calling. And if you forget Nina's, you can always go on our Facebook page, the Essence of Success Network. Okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And, yes, and have a wonderful week there, too, Christina. Okay, area code, and let me just reiterate, Miss Nina is a Reiki master, so sometimes I yield to her because she has more knowledge than me. And she's a teacher, you know, as well as a psychic. So some things I have to yield to her. She has more knowledge and experience than I do. So, of course, if you have questions, yes, please contact her on her email. Okay, area code 509. You're on the line with Lena and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica. Thank you for taking my call. I was, like, dropped earlier.
Oh.
So I'm just glad I got in. Yeah. So my question is about this internship. The application will be submitted tomorrow, and I'm still writing, like, the personal statement. I just want it to be really good, but I was just wondering if you see me obtaining, like, at least an interview about it. It doesn't start until January, and it's only 3 months, but we will be notified in December whether we, like, well, I think interviews start later this month or next month as well. So, I don't know. I just, it's a really good opportunity. It's at the state capitol, so I really want it, but, you know, I can accept whatever happens.
You getting it? You going to get it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, no
I know
doubt.
I'm like,
no
I'm
doubt.
Like
don't
having
even
so
doubt
many
yourself.
Ideas.
Do what's required and know that you got it, period.
Yeah. They're choosing 70 students, so I start law school next year, hopefully, and I just, I don't know, I think it's really cool, but they do have a winter session and they have a summer session, so I was just going to apply to both, and whatever works out is fine with me. But
you're in the January
guess,
session. You're in the January
yeah.
session. Yep, you are.
Cool. All
yeah.
right, well, I'll just, you know, revise.
You're doing good, kiddo.
Yeah, and I'll work on that. So hopefully you get a next caller because I just want it to be quick. But thank you for your time. And
oh, you're
as
most
well.
Welcome, and congratulations
yeah.
to you. Don't doubt yourself
thank
now. You're going to get it. All right, you're doing good. You're on the right path, young
thank
lady. Keep going.
All right,
yes, ma'am. All right, thank you
thank
for
you.
Calling, and have a
bye.
Wonderful
uh-huh.
week.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 708. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? Is this Honeybee?
This is me. Yes, it is. What do you
hi,
want,
honey?
Now?
How you doing? 215. Oh, wait a minute. Where
I'm
did you go?
Fine. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't see your car. Oh, my God. Why are you way down there? That's strange. Okay.
Is that a sign?
That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not going to keep asking about Frank every Sunday for the past 3 months. So, I'm going to ask, oh, that money you told me I was getting last week? You
yeah.
said I was going to get two big piles of money. Okay, I got
right.
a check for $29 from Progressive Insurance for driving like Miss Daisy, and I got a $28 refund check from Kentucky Fried Chicken for overcharging my credit card. Are those the two big piles of money you were talking about?
Yep. I saw much bigger. Not that
oh,
small
okay.
amount, much bigger. So, but
well, let's
it's
stick
coming.
With much bigger.
No,
okay.
it's not
where,
much bigger than that. We're talking hundreds of dollars.
I mean, where are the job opportunities? I like my job. It's pleasant. The people are nice, but everybody's broke. So I know the possibility of me progressing into something better is not going to happen because the people above me are miserably broke, too. So where do I go? Do I have to get more education?
Nina?
Honey? You have to move to get that job. There's nothing there.
Nope.
So, unfortunately, it's going to come down to you actually moving.
Where to? The big city? I don't like the big city. I like this rural country living.
Well, then start applying with other rural countries. Just... There's nothing there for you, and you can't advance to a point where you're going to be making good money where you're at.
Okay. So where do I look? Just everywhere?
I mean, I have a college education, but I don't have enough experience to apply for these jobs that are making like $20-$30 an hour.
Just wait. That's you saying you don't have enough experience. Maybe the new employer doesn't agree with you. And how will you know if you don't apply?
I don't know where to start.
Well, start where you want to start. The choices are yours. They're not mine to make. They're yours to make. Start
where
you...
Are there new job opportunities? Sorry.
Yeah.
Are the new job opportunities closer to Frank?
Lord,
I'm
going to
say you're not going to like this, but unfortunately, yes.
Oh, why wouldn't I like that?
I said unfortunately, yes.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't mind being closer to Frank, right? It's a good thing.
As long as he's going to treat you like the queen you are.
Okay. I'll start looking.
Okay,
honey. Well, thank you for calling. We always love to hear from you.
Sure thing. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too, honey. Okay, I don't know how I got down there to that. Next call, area code 215. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Lennis. How are you girls doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good. It's Serena, and I was wondering, because I didn't see, I wrote Nina, but I didn't see my answer get answered, so I just took a chance of taking a call. But is this relationship going anywhere? We're talking about moving in with each other.
Ooh, Serena, what's his first name?
Cassine.
Jesse?
Cassine.
I did answer you.
Oh, I didn't see it because I seen you writing to Texas, and I didn't know which answers were together or not, so.
No, I did answer you in there, and, yeah, I do see you moving in together.
Okay, so it's going to the next level? I mean, or?
I didn't say that. I said you were moving in with each other.
Nina, I know we're going to be living together, but is it going to its next level, or is it wasting my time?
Obviously, if you're moving in together, that's the next level.
Okay. So I'm not
wasting. What are you saying by wasting your time? You want to start actually married?
It's been 8 years, and I just don't want to get in a relationship and get hurt again. You know what I mean? It's been a long time. And for 8 years, I took to find myself, you know, who I really was. And that's why it took me so long. And I'm, like, happy and stuff now, but I'm just afraid that, you know, like,
well,
I just don't want to get hurt. After 26 years of marriage, I just don't want somebody to kick me in my ass again.
Well, all you have to do is not let them kick you in your ass.
So easy to be said and hard to do.
I'm sorry. I'm just giggling away here. You know what? You have the choice. You make
okay.
the choice. You decide how you treat it and make sure he treats you that way. And vice versa. You treat him that way. Any relationship is give and take. And you know what? You're good. There's always hurt with the love. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Give and take, and if he feel he's worth it, go for it. Only you can decide that, not me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a big point there, you sure do. All right, thank you, girls. You guys have a blessed week, and it was good talking
you,
to you again.
You too.
You,
thank you for calling, Serena.
All right.
You're going to
okay.
have a nice house. You'll be fine.
Okay, next call is area code 323. You're on the air with Ms. Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Yeah, my name's James. Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
James, we sure can. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got a question. I study Judaism, Hinduism, a little Wicca, the different versions of Islam. With all these religions, how come they not helping me get out of my situation?
How come what?
He studied all religions, and he wants to know why they're not helping him get out of the situation. Well, first off, James, let me tell you this. You have to start with yourself first, and then that's added to you, right? So if you're in a situation, you would, what to get out of it? Probably pray and change however that you live in your life to benefit you. So you want to get away from where you're living right now and get into your own place? Is that what you're saying?
My life ain't never been like the way I wanted to go in these religions. And it's not, I'm not just saying this for me. Everybody I know believe in a religion, but it ain't helping them. What good are they?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'll let Miss Nina come in, too. I don't believe in religion, but I do believe that there's some force and love and power that's guiding this universe. So I do believe that there is a God. There is some being that's guiding us. But I also believe that it begins with me first. So if I want change, yeah, I'm going to pray for a change, spirituality going to my little thing. But also, what do I need to do within Linus to make that change? Right? I need to love Linus more. Sometimes we don't do that. I tell people, you got to love yourself, you got to forgive yourself, and you got to thank the highest good for you, who you are. You know, but it first begins with loving you. Because if we don't love ourselves, as RuPaul says, how in the hell is anybody else going to love you, right?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, that's true. It's good that you're studying these different religions. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to feel bad about that. Just a minute. I hear Miss Nina. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
Well, you know what? I totally agree with Lennis. As far as formal religions go, they don't have the answers for you. The answers have to come within you. Life has its ups and downs, and they're not always up. Let's face it. You're going to have your downs, but you can't blame a religion per se for what's happening to you. You are the one that's going to have to decide whether you want to do this or pull yourself up and do something better. The religion definitely won't tell you to do that. So maybe take a combination of everything you've learned and put it into becoming a better you. Love yourself, and the rest will fall into place. Make sense?
James?
Thank you for taking my call, but no, I'm still lost. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, wait, James. We don't want you to leave if you're still lost. Lost in what? What is it that you're looking for that you want help in? Is it your spirituality? Is that what you're lost in? Understanding your spirituality?
Everything. As a kid, I used to deal with the Ouija board. And it trying to find answers.
Nah, that's a no-no. Yeah, but that's an no-no. You're calling in spirit. You have no authority over or even know how to deal with that. So, yeah, that's a bad. Anybody else out there, if you got a Ouija board, throw it in the garbage as soon as possible, like now. Ouija board is not for the amateur and not even for the professional sometimes. So, but anyway, but getting back to you, James, James, there's an angel. And why is it a dark angel? Because you're making it dark. I want you to think of light and brightness. There's a tall angel next to you, but he's dark. He needs to be lit up. Like, your emotions will light him up. If you're happy and you're feeling good about yourself, then this angel will light up just like a Christmas tree. But he's there, and he's got this look like he doesn't know what to do for you. He's confused. He's there to help you. But it's like you've got to lift your spirit up. I'm not getting the angel's name either. Okay. All I know, there's a male angel right by you, but you got to change your level, your spirituality level, to bring it up to feel good, to feel joy. You know, in life, three things that we deal with across from each other. Either it's a gift, It's a miracle or it's an angel. But those are three things that we deal with in our lives every day. Sometimes when things happen to us, we're supposed to say it's a gift. Now, we don't feel like it's no gift because we're going through changes, but actually it's a gift because it's a greater purpose, that something better is coming. And like if something bad, you just say, oh, God bless it. I ain't worried about it. I'm going on because it's something greater for me. I have purpose. I have a reason to be here. But I want you to lift your spirits. I feel your depression. You got purpose, James. You're here for a reason. That's what you're looking for. What is your purpose here? What are you supposed to be doing? You have to find that within yourself. Me and Nina can't tell you that. It's whatever you feel is your calling or how you interact with people, then that's you. Is that helping? Are we helping you a little bit, or am I confusing you more?
It just sounds like more motivation, but I think you did your best.
Yes, I want you to be motivated. Of course. Yes. Remember, you're a king, and I want you to act like a king. Be proud. Pop your collar. You know that I am it. I know it's conceited because kids will say, I'm the shit. You know, well, in a way, I want you to be that way about yourself. I am good. I am special. I'm a great human being. I have purpose in this life. I know who I am and what I'm about and where I'm going. And everything that I do is a blessing for me. Remember that. Everything that you do blesses you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Baby. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 415. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this, 415?
Hello?
Larry Lair. Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
I was thinking of going back and getting my certificate in massage therapy, but I really don't know if I'll be able to handle it. I was wondering if maybe you guys could see that maybe I will be able to handle it.
Why are you doubting yourself?
Because I'm working through a lot of stuff right now internally, and I don't know, maybe, I mean, I thought about, I think, you know, I'm really, you know, I weighed all that, like, you know, I thought maybe if I do go into it, it might actually help me with my own internal work, or it may be too overwhelming, but I kind of feel like maybe it's something I might need. Maybe it is. It just, I don't know, I guess, maybe, I don't know.
Jamie?
I think.
Jamie?
Yeah?
You have uh-huh. been given a gift to heal. You're supposed to be
yeah.
a massage. Not only yeah. this gift of healing, it has been given to you, but it also heals you as well. So while you're massaging other people, you're actually, it's not just massaging, but spiritually you're massaging them. Okay, because that's who you are. So you may be working the muscles, but spiritually you're like, okay, you got to get better now. Let's get these cells working, blah, 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 blah. But it is your gift. You asked for that when you came into this realm.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born into this realm, what could you do to make humankind better on this earth? And your gift was massage, and you're good at that. You're very spiritual at that. That's why I'm saying your gift is a healing to the people that you help as well as healing to yourself.
Yeah.
So like Nina said, don't doubt yourself. That's your calling, boyfriend. It's your calling to heal people. You'd be surprised
yeah.
how massage can heal, but you're going to do it in a spiritual nature. You know, not saying that you're going to be talking to them about God, angels, and all that. It will be through your being of spiritualness that as you massage, you're healing them. And you're healing yourself.
Yeah, that's
Go
what
ahead.
I do. What I do through Reiki is spiritually I help people realize the full potential and help heal them. And because the energy is flowing through me, which it will through you as well in massage, you also benefit from the healing. So if that's what you're looking for, Jamie, yeah, go into it 100%, but go into it 100% without any doubt. Know that you can do this. Know that you are a healer.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah. I wanted to add one more thing. I did actually do 6 months of the training. I just need to go back and finish the rest, which is just, I was halfway through. But anyway, she just exactly what I would do when I would be with the client. I totally was so intently focusing on them to completely heal, not just their body, but to really balance out their mind and everything. And you know what? I got the best reviews ever. These people loved it. Every time they got up from the table, their eyes lit up, and I was like, wow. And it kind of floored me.
Well, you know what, Jamie? I'd also suggest that you take level 1 and 2 of Usui Reiki, because that is going to benefit you as well when you're doing this massage.
Okay. Hmm.
And
all
if
right.
you have more questions about Reiki, you know, Miss Nina's a master, so yeah, please contact her through our website or either on our page, the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. Yeah, because she'll tell you what to do. Let me tell you, she knows. She's a master teacher.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we'll definitely keep that in mind for the future.
Yeah, and finish your course. You're going to be great at it.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Jamie. Thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best, young man. God bless you. Okay, next call is Greg. How you doing, Greg, if you'll come up? Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, this is Greg from Pennsylvania. How are you, Gales?
Oh, we're doing great.
My question has a lot to do with, first I wanted to comment and say, with James's call, that I know that a lot of things that I've done is sometimes you don't factor in the energetic atmosphere of either the town you live, your family, of what's going on in the atmosphere. And I find that religion, because sometimes they want to control you or get you to conform, that they actually, it's like they squeeze and constrict your power.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And sometimes you need more of a, you know.
We're in agreement.
I mean, sometimes,
go ahead, Greg.
Sometimes you need more, I mean, there's the religious study can give you a lot of tools, okay? But sometimes it takes a personal coach to let you manifest what religion was supposed to be, you know, helping you manifest. That's just been my struggle, because I know with religion, they want your support, but a lot of times there's not enough room on the platform for too many teachers. So you can't really expand the way you need to expand. That's why churches are only open a few hours a week. So anyway, my question had a lot to do with, it seems like I do a lot of meditative work and energetic work and things like that on myself. And it seems like, although I've made progress, I'm always going through a cycle or several cycles a year of intense negativity, to where it's like my personal space, meditation space, is being really just, you know, invaded, to where, you know, if I try to study, if I try to work on something, there's almost like a torment that says, you know, you're going to pay attention to what I'm trying to communicate to you. You know, like I'm getting, like I'm bearing some kind of a hidden burden that I don't really understand where it's coming from.
Miss Nina?
Everyone goes through things like this. Right now, because of Mercury retrograde, I am having a really rough time and I'm struggling. All I can say is just surround yourself in white light and meditate even harder, just to get yourself through those dark times. They happen to all of us.
Okay. Yeah.
You aren't being singled out. You're really not being singled out. It's just these dark times are there, I think, to tempt us and to maybe deviate our paths. We just have to be stronger.
Okay. I know a lot of the, you know, when sometimes I'll make my own MP3 meditations. I'll describe what's happening and then try to work it in, like
yep.
even when I fall asleep. And
yep.
One of the issues that has been coming up is that there are a lot of, I guess, hurt, tormented people that are trying to project out psychically, even though they don't realize it, because they're looking for help.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that I've always picked up on, but yeah, I just continue to work on it.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Just try and better yourself. Protect yourself from these energies too. You know, like I said, surround yourself in that white light, and especially when you feel that, and then project the love back at them rather
okay.
than, it will change things. You know, maybe not change things dramatically or anything else, but at least it will make you feel like you are doing something and help you feel better. And I think that is what's more important than anything is your thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Change what you think and you change the world, right?
Yeah, that's been an issue because of, you know, it's like once you go through it, even though it's out of the atmosphere, you know, if it had an impact on you, sometimes you know, I'll dwell on it before, you know, even whenever it's well finished. So that's,
yeah,
I need to find something that will.
We dwell on things. We're human. We do these things. But just, you know, try and pick yourself up as soon as you're able to figure out, okay, I'm dwelling on this. Pick yourself up and start again. Like, that's the wonderful part about it. We can all start again and start anew. In the next minute, we can start anew, right? So
yep.
Just,
okay.
Just do that. And you'll feel better. But, you know, we all do this. We all dwell on things we shouldn't be. We all get down on ourselves or down on others. But just, you know, all you can do is try and move past it.
Okay, thank you. It helps.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Just getting it out helps.
It does.
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank
you.
Bless you,
Greg. God bless you, too. Okay. Well, our last call is area code 513. You're our last call for the day. 513, who is this?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm so excited that Nina invited me to call you. I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, good for
really
you, young
Nina.
Lady.
It's really Nina from Facebook?
Yes, it is Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Mary.
This is wonderful. I'm so excited. I really am. I think I'm going to cry. We are wanting to acquire some property. And
okay.
By the way, I don't know who my angel is, but I know there's one with me that has saved me many times. But anyway, we are wanting to acquire some property, and I was just wondering if you knew anything about it or could help me with it.
Lennis,
go ahead, Nina.
I saw roses as soon as she said property, so I think everything's coming up roses.
Oh, yeah. My middle name is Rose. It is, and I love roses. You're right. Well, that sounds wonderful, Nina. I'm just going to call you every week. I invited 100 of my friends to call, and I couldn't figure out how to do all the stuff, you know. But do you know who my guardian angel is?
That Lennis can probably help you.
You know, when you first said that at the beginning, I got Michael.
Really?
I got Michael, and I saw him with a sword in one hand and a staff in the other. So,
really?
Yeah, he's been in and out your life from your birth.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
really funny because we used to do tarot cards, and that came up a lot, and I never gave that a thought.
Yep, he is. Archangel Michael's been in and out your life, and the sword is because he's been fighting fighting for you. You're right that he's helped you out. That's what the sword,
yeah.
But the staff in his left hand is the blessings that he wants you to see and guiding you to a better life.
Yeah, I believe that. I truly do. I thought the guardian angel was your angel, like someone who has passed on or something like.
And sometimes it is, not always. But not always. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
yeah.
Nina.
No, it's not always somebody that's passed on. It can be, for sure, but yeah, not always. Like, Lennis is so terrific at picking up our angels. I can't, unfortunately, can't do that. I can pick up other things, but not our angels. But Lennis, God bless you. You always nail it.
Yeah.
God bless you, too,
yeah,
because I don't know what else I would do without God. I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well,
when I see other people talking about other religions, and I can't picture any other because I know who my Savior is. So.
And that's good for you. Yep, that's good for you. If that's what works for you, hey, I tell anybody, God bless you. You know. Whatever works for you.
I give you all your blessings back. And Nina has a website which I've got access to, so I will prepare myself to use it.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so
Thank
glad that you
I'm
called Mary and Sherry.
Sure, but Nina invited me. So, you know, I was so curious. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Well, you're doing great. So please call us again and ask questions or either validation. We're always glad to hear that, too, because we have people to call in and let us know that what we predicted came to pass. So, yeah. So
thank
congratulations on your property, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have truly blessed me, and I God bless you, too.
All right. Have a wonderful week.
You, too.
All right.
Bye,
thank
Mary.
You for calling. Okay, now we're at the end of the program. We got a couple of minutes, so let me say happy birthday again to all the Libras. Remember, October is Breast Cancer Month. Volunteering, donation, whatever that you want to do, or walkathons. Mercury, my brain is going, my mouth ain't coming out with it. Mercury retrograde ends this Thursday, October 9th. We will be done with that BS. That's probably not the right word to say, but anyway. And the new moon is October 12th, and the full moon is October 27th.
And
okay.
I just want to remind everybody that I will not be back on the show again until October 25th. If I can get Wi-Fi where we're staying in the mountains on the weekend, I will run the chat room. If I can't, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends and to my Canadian family. Thanksgiving weekend is next weekend, which is why I'm not going to be here, because we always take a trip to the mountains. So,
oh, happy Thanksgiving to all our Canadian families. Oh, that's wonderful. Yes.
Lennis, it's up to you to handle everything next week.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. No problem. I'll make Honey Bee work the chat room. No, it'll be great. It will be great. And I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving and the time spent with your family, because I know you're going to have a wonderful time. It's always a good time at Thanksgiving. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to a minute. Miss Nina, was there any... Oh, we don't have a minute. Is there anything else, any more announcements before we close her out?
No, that's all I've got. Thank you, Lennis. It was a great show. Love you.
Love you, too, and thank you, as always. Yes, it was a very good show. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you also to all the people that were in the chat room and Miss Nina assisted. And thank you to all the listeners around the world. We do appreciate you and we love you. And you know our theme, if no one's told you that they love you today, we do. All right. And we do be praying for you too. So thank you and have a wonderful week, everybody. And after Friday, yippee, we'll be celebrating next Sunday. And Nina, have a wonderful holiday with your family. All right. See you next Sunday, everybody. 3:00, same place, same time.